Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. I have learned that results are seen after each process. When God allows processes in our life, you better believe that God is working his character in us through these processes so he can take us to the next level. Each process in us from God makes us grow and mature so we can have a more stable, firm, and stronger faith. Consequently, processes do not arrive just for nothing. A living example was what Jesus had to go through. He came to earth knowing that there was a purpose he had to fulfill. And you know what? He fulfilled it, although he understood that many times the purpose was going to be tough. It was going to be tough what he had to go through, but he remained. Now, he did not remain because he knew he was the Son of God. He did not remain because he constantly saw that miracles would take place through him. He did not remain only because he knew he had a process. All of this is interesting, and it makes part of what helped him to remain. But do you know why he remained after each process, after each difficulty to arrive at the cross? Do you know why he arrived? Do you know why he remained? Jesus knew he could not do it alone, and he knew he needed his Father. Luke chapter 4, verse 4 tells about Jesus coming out of the temptation when he was taken by the Holy Spirit to spend 40 days in the desert. What catches my attention is how Satan tempts Jesus in the desert to get him out of focus. Satan tries to tempt him in a very subtle way. But Jesus knew how to respond to him with authority using the word. When Jesus returns, it is said that his fame was made known. Up to this moment, before the process, only a few individuals knew Jesus. But the miracles had not yet occurred. Healing had not yet arrived yet. Therefore, people did not know him yet. But when he came out victorious from that desert, it is said that his fame extended in that location. And when his fame extended all over the place, people began to know him and would bring their sick loved ones to him, as well as people who were being tormented by demons, and he set them free. Therefore, in the blink of an eye, people began to admire his teaching and how God was using him to heal the sick. People began to admire the anointing and power that came out of Jesus. And the word says his fame kept extending. Now, anybody with fame many times becomes self-confident and puts his trust on what he knows and on how he's being used. But what strikes me about Jesus is that he always looked for a secluded place to be with the Father. It was with the Father that his trust resided. He knew that having information in his head about what he had to do and having God supporting many of the miracles he performed was not enough. He knew that what was going to sustain him to carry on the purpose he had to fulfill was to remain connected in a deep relationship with the Father. How many times have we believed that we already know everything? And this is one of the greatest mistakes of the human being, thinking that there is nothing more to learn. We do not listen to advice. And when it comes to God, we believe that with the information we already have about Him, it is enough to ask Him for something and then wait for His answer to get these things, thinking He's the one giving them to us. Watch the expression I am going to use. God does not stand behind our decisions. It is not like this. My beloved friends, God does not function like this. Hence, Jesus always restated to his disciples, "Get to know the Father, and while I am here, you can see the Father in me. Therefore, learn from me. Learn from me because I am meek and humble in my heart." Jesus came to reveal to us the love of the Father and bring us again to that relationship with Him, to take us to what was designed from the beginning so we could be His children in an eternal relationship. A relationship that was affected because of sin, and because of sin, we rise up with a null relationship with God. But by means of Jesus, that closeness is fulfilled, and we can again return to that relationship. We can again retake that communion with the Father. Today, I want to tell you that to have information about the Father, it's okay. It's okay. But more than this, we must have a relationship with the Father and to remain in His purpose and walk in freedom, we must walk in His relationship. Otherwise, my beloved friend, the word that will become popular in our life will be try. Try and try. And we will get stuck then. For many Christians, life has become somewhat complicated. It has turned into an extraordinary heavy burden. Jesus knew that the only way to remain in the face of temptations, in the face of persecution, in the face of being accepted or not, in the face of this complicated life, was to be close to the Father. Therefore, each time Jesus could, He slipped out of sight from those who were with Him and searched for a secluded place to talk with the Father. He searched for a secluded place to listen to Him. This is important because He knew that in His own strength, He could not reach what He needed to reach. Perhaps He could have been overconfident and relied on His fame, right? Oh well, I already have fame, and by means of this fame, I can conquer and arrive to the finish line. Satan was always on the lookout. Therefore, it was important to remain connected to the Father. And I am telling you that Jesus always kept this in mind. Because at a certain point, listen, at a certain point, His disciples asked Him, "Teach us how to pray." In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the disciples approach Jesus and ask Him, "Teach us how to pray." Why didn't they ask Him, "Teach us how to perform miracles, teach us how to heal the sick, or teach us how to preach? Please teach us a seminar on exegetics, or on homiletics, or on hermeneutics, because you talk so beautifully that people listen to you. We are only common people and we want to learn to preach like you. Or teach us coaching. Or have a workshop on spiritual warfare. Or tell us how to heal the sick and resurrect the dead in 3 days. Yes, offer to us that intensive seminar. They did not approach Jesus for this. What caught their attention the most was that Jesus was always, always praying. He was connected to the Father. He was not far. He was glued to the Father. At times, we miss the target and we fail. Do you know why? Because we consider what we know to be enough. We trust our ministry, we trust our talents, and perhaps you have interesting talents, but they are not going to sustain you. We trust our own willpower, but at the end, this willpower breaks down and we end up frustrated because we tried to reach this or leave that or leave this. Or we try to master that, and at the end, we realize that we can't. Therefore, my beloved friend, today I want to remind you that in each devotional, I am not coming to you to talk about a religion. I can sit here and tell you many stories that maybe are going to bring you some hope and are going to move your emotions. But the Bible is not about a story that happened or about something beautiful that can happen to me too. Everything in the Bible is about the Father, about being able to return to that relationship. I do not know what information you have about God, and based on it, you approach Him. But perhaps this is the moment for our arguments to be knocked down so we can begin to spend time with Him. Otherwise, my beloved friend, we will not be able to advance in our purpose, because our purpose is about Him. You can have a lot of knowledge. You can be a theologian. You can preach beautifully. But at the end, it's not going to do you any good if you are not connected to the source. Thus, it is important to learn from Jesus. And something that the disciples noticed was prayer. My beloved friend, prayer transforms hearts. Prayer changes lives and makes the heavens to open. Because prayer, yes, prayer was the key that the Lord left for us so that at any time we could be connected to the Father. So there are no excuses. If Jesus did it, let's learn from Jesus so that you do not put your trust on your fame or your talents. Let your trust be placed on a direct relationship with the Father. Today, I am talking to you about relationship, and I invite you to get to know the Father more. But to get to know Him, time and space are required. Let us spend more time with the Father than with men. I assure you that it is much better. Father, I thank you for your word and for this simple advice that you are giving us. It is awesome to see how Jesus, even though he was the Son of God, even though he was your Son being God, he was always glued to you. Often, we made the mistake, Father, of disconnecting ourselves from you. We think that we know it all and that you have to stand behind our decisions. So many times, we no longer take out the space to be in intimacy with you. We no longer take out the space to sit down and study your word. Often, it is easier for us to go to Google and get a sermon already written and repeat like parrots, use of words, and convinced people in their emotions. But at the end, they are only empty words, full of emotion, but not of transformation in the spirit. Each time that Jesus arrived at a place, something happened. Each time that Jesus prayed for someone, there was healing. His words not only touched, but they transformed minds, hearts, and lives. The purpose was fulfilled in him. What was the secret? Lord, he was connected to you. It was such a strong relationship that nothing could break it. Help us to understand and have that kind of relationship with you so that we can stand firm. Let us go to your presence before making decisions. Let us go to your presence before reacting the wrong way. The way is already opened, and we do not need anyone to do it for us. You have given us complete freedom. Help us to use that freedom and walk in that relationship with you, Father. Let us understand it. Hallelujah. We need you, Papa. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. You click on the little bell. He sends you blessings.